Now, the End Discrimination Inheritance Tax Campaign Group is meeting with the Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, in around about 10, 11 days' time, 31st of March. A meeting for the group, a culmination of a number of years of work to try and get changes to inheritance tax. With me on the line to talk about this is James Sexton of that group. James, good morning to you, and thanks very much for talking to me in the programme this morning. You're meeting with the Minister for Finance in relation to this, James. What will be your big ask in relation to what you want him and the government to do for inheritance tax for people like you and others?
Good morning, Jerry. Very nice to speak to you again and your listeners. Yeah, obviously, I'm very happy to explain that, but I just think maybe initially, I just think it's important that we explain to your listeners that there is now a general consensus out there that our current inheritance tax rules are completely unfit for purpose. And the current rules are completely out of step, Jerry, with modern Irish society. We have more than 1 million citizens who do not have children, and yet our tax system privileges one family model over all others. Now, we're not advocating for anything to be removed from parents and their children, but we are advocating for fairness, justice, and equality for all the single and childless citizens in Kerry and throughout this country and their loved ones. Now, regrettably, Jerry, the Taoiseach and our current Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, and our Minister for Equality, Norma Foley, they still appear to believe that the current inheritance tax rules are fair and equitable. They are most certainly not. So if I come across, Jerry, a little bit exasperated this morning, it's because I am. Because childless citizens in Kerry and their loved ones need to wake up to the reality of the inequality and discrimination that is being allowed to take place through their silence.
Yeah, because this is 33%, James, 33% on any sum, capital acquisitions tax over 40,000, while children can inherit up to 400,000 from their parents tax-free.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking to change.
Absolutely, because this is coming down the tracks for their loved ones, and there is nothing that they can do about it unless we have radical reform in our inheritance tax rules. And it is only by focusing on the numbers that your childless citizens and the childless listeners in Kerry will understand what is coming down the tracks for their loved ones. Because a nephew or niece listening today who is fortunate enough to inherit a home valued at €400,000 from a childless uncle or aunt, they will, Jerry, have to pay a staggering €118,800 in tax within 12 months. Now, that home will almost certainly have to be sold by the nephew or niece to pay the tax due, often against the wishes of the deceased uncle or aunt. Now, that is never going to be a good solution to the very real housing crisis faced by younger people in their 20s and 30s and now in their 40s. And yet, at the same time, a child inheriting the same home valued at €400,000 will thankfully have to pay zero in tax. Now, if that is a system that is fair and equitable, then the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, and our Minister for Equality, Norma Foley, must explain it to the childless listeners listening today in Kerry.
Look, I understand what you're saying about individual ministers. You're meeting with Simon Harris. What would you say to the resistances that might be fine, but that this has implications? Yeah. It's got implications for the wealth of the country. It's got implications for the state coffers as well. It's all fine to say we'll change this law and change this rule, but all of a sudden the government have to do with less money to spend on public services that everybody needs.
Well, what I would say is that question has to be put to the Taoiseach and the Minister for Finance, because you cannot have a system where there are 1 million childless citizens who are being discriminated. Of course, there is a cost to equality. There's no doubt about that, okay? But we cannot have a situation where all the loved ones of all the single and childless people throughout this country, they do not get to pass on their fully taxed assets to their loved ones in the same manner as that afforded to parents. And you asked me at the start, what is the solution? Okay. What we will be arguing for is the immediate introduction of a lifetime tax-free threshold for all citizens. So at the moment, a child can inherit 400,000 from a parent. A child can also inherit 40,000 tax-free from an uncle or aunt. A child can also inherit 20,000 tax-free from a so-called stranger in law. What a horrible term that is. That is 460,000 that a child potentially could inherit today from as part of an inheritance. We will be arguing for the introduction of a lifetime tax-free threshold for every citizen. So whether that comes from a parent, whether it comes from an uncle or aunt, whether it comes from a very special friend, that would remove the inequality and discrimination that the loved ones of all single and childless citizens listening in Kerry today are faced with at the moment. It's very, very simple. We either live in a republic where all citizens are treated equally or we don't. Sadly,
Just challenge you on that, James, for a second. I understand the point you're making about it, right? And it's clear you're passionate about it. But you're talking about discrimination, right? But discrimination works ways. There's a reason for discrimination. And it goes back to the foundation of the state. It goes back to the Constitution. It goes back to positive discrimination to encourage people to have children, to encourage families to exist in that way. I'm not trying to denigrate any model of a family because it's a modern Ireland and the demographics are having their own say in all of this in terms of how many children are being born at the moment. But the argument out there that the government wants people to have more children, wants to organise themselves in family use this way, and they positively discriminate in favour of that with their tax rules. What's your response to that argument? There's a reason why this was. It's not to discriminate against one group and keep them down. It's to encourage people to go a particular direction from a tax reason point of view.
But that is what is happening, Jerry. All the childless citizens and all the single people in this country and their loved ones are being discriminated.
Yeah, I understand your point on that, James. But my point, what you have to acknowledge the other reality that when the state was being set up and when these tax rules were being drawn up in the first place, they weren't looking to penalise anyone group. They were looking to incentivise with these tax rules. And when you incentivise one group over another, that is what happens. But there's reasons why they put that in place. Because they want families, they want children born.
Yeah, respectfully, Jerry, I just don't think the one million childless citizens in Ireland are going to be happy with that situation. You know, we're not arguing for anything to be removed from parents and their children. You know, it's 2026. We're arguing for equality and fairness in our inheritance tax rules for all citizens. Of course, there will be a cost. You know, there's always a cost to equality. Okay, but we are deeply concerned, Jerry, that Minister Foley has not engaged in this national discriminatory issue. My late mother, a very proud Kerry woman from
Minister
Foley
is Minister for, not to defend her, she can speak for herself and she will speak on this, but she's not the Minister for Finance or the Taoiseach where the people have the power in this area. You're meeting with Simon Harris on this on the 31st of March.
Yeah, that's correct, Jerry, but she is the Minister for Equality. You know, that is part of her remit of responsibility. These concerns need to be put to the minister in advance of our meeting. Okay, and we urgently need clarity from her on what she has to say about this issue. Of course, it is an issue as well for the Department of Finance. That is all she has ever said for the last 2 years. But she is the Minister for Equality, or she isn't. It's one or the other. You know, she's been described to me as being a very, very nice woman, but like an elusive butterfly. Because we have repeatedly asked for meetings with her.
That's hardly fair to describe her as that in relation to this. Just because she's not doing what you want her to do in relation to this matter, that's an unfair characterization to put forward.
She is the Minister for Equality.
Yeah, but
this issue is clearly an
issue first and foremost in relation to finance and tax affairs, which is Minister for Finance, Minister for Public Spending Reform as well, I'd argue, because it affects the coffers of the state.
Jerry, this is an issue. This is an equality issue. It just so happens that it pertains to inheritance taxes. This is an issue that impacts the families of 1 million childless citizens. And our Minister for Equality has had nothing to say about it for the course of 2 years.
We'll put it to her and see what she has to say in relation to that. Is this the message you're going to give to Simon Harris, and what response do you expect from him in relation to that? Particularly if he comes back at you and says, listen, we have these rules in place for a reason. We're encouraging families, encouraging children to be born, and the cost will be too much to the state. What's your response if that's the argument that comes back?
Well, we don't expect that to be the argument, because Simon Harris constantly mentions the idea that there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. We cannot continue to stand over a situation where 1 million childless single and childless citizens and their families are being discriminated solely because of their family status, for no other reason. Simply because either they have chosen not to have a family, or there's many, many reasons why people choose to remain single. This is the reality of what's ahead of all the people listening
today. Have you costed, James, final point on this, have you costed, how much will this cost the state, this change?
We know that inheritance tax brings in less than 1% of the total tax intake, and yet the financial misery that this is causing to families up and down the country is untold. So, you know, those are questions that, you know, that is information that we will be seeking from the Department of Finance. They have that information. But respectfully, we have presented our case. We will be going in looking for answers from Minister Harris and his officials.
Okay. All right, James, we'll leave it there. We're out of time. We're over time enough, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to me and put your position.
Thank you very much, Jerry, for giving me the chance to speak. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. James Sexton there of the End Discrimination Inheritance in Tax Campaign Group in its upcoming meeting with Minister of Finance Simon Harris on the 31st of March.